There are more demands this week for an investigation into doping allegations against American Olympic athletes, including track and field legend Carl Lewis. Newly released documents allege U.S. Olympic officials covered up positive drug tests and for more than a decade allowed athletes such as Lewis to compete in the Olympics after testing positive. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Carl Lewis won 9 gold medals in 4 Olympic Games. The most famous was the one he claimed by default.
In the news tonight, say it ain't so, Ben.
Yesterday, the news was nonstop Ben Johnson.
Canadian sprinter Ben Johnson's disqualification for steroid use meant second-place finisher Carl Lewis was the winner of the 1988 Olympic 100 meters. The transfer of gold at the Games in Seoul, South Korea, appeared to end one of the most notorious moments in Olympic history. But for some, the race has been tarnished once again.
I must say that as far as I'm concerned, there are an awful lot of asterisks opposite of some of these results in Seoul now.
Dick Pound, president of the World Anti-Doping Agency, doesn't think Carl Lewis should have been in Seoul to race against Ben Johnson. Documents released this month show Lewis tested positive for 3 banned stimulants during the 1988 Olympic trials before the Games. Some say international standards of the time called for a suspension that would have kept Lewis out of the Olympics. But the drug levels were extremely low. By today's standards, they wouldn't even be reported. An American appeals panel decided the trace amounts indicated Lewis ingested the stimulants inadvertently. Lewis and 2 fellow track stars who tested positive for the same drugs were given warnings and got to go to Seoul. Former U.S. Olympic Committee Chief Medical Officer Dr. Robert Voy was a member of the appeals panel. He says they followed the rules of the time exactly.
The best we could determine, there was no intent on the part of the athletes to cheat, and so consequently, they were excused like 100 or so other athletes during the trials in the various sports.
Which is what Carl Lewis said last week in his only public comment since the news broke. There were hundreds of people getting off, Lewis said. Everyone was treated the same. While Lewis was dismissive, critics of Olympic doping policies say the recent revelations prove the U.S. is just as willing as other countries to ignore ethics in pursuit of medals.
When one looks at the USOC's conduct vis-a-vis doping control between 1984 and 1988, you see major ethical violations.
University of Texas professor John Hoberman has been writing about the subject of doping since 1986.
You see a tolerance of misbehavior that goes way beyond traces of stimulants in urine samples.
The documents that include Carl Lewis's positive drug tests cite over 100 U.S. athletes who tested positive between 1988 and 2000. Many were allowed to compete in the Olympics. Some won medals. The World Anti-Doping Agency's Dick Pound says it's past history worth confronting.
I think it's important for the United States Olympic Committee. It's important for the American people to acknowledge that this happened, and it shouldn't have happened, and to recognize that the way forward is to make sure it never happens again.
The way forward includes the creation in 2000 of an organization called the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. Colorado attorney Rich Young has worked on anti-drug issues for nearly a decade. He says the independent agency has successfully taken drug testing away from the U.S. Olympic Committee.
So the USOC doesn't have an opportunity to cover anything up, even if they wanted to, because it's not their process.
Still, the USOC adamantly defends its drug testing record. A spokesman says there's no evidence officials covered up any results. The spokesman says the man who released the documents this month, former USOC anti-drug chief Wade Exum, was bitter. Exum sued the USOC after it fired him several years ago. Ironically, the man who started the conflagration isn't talking. Exum has been unavailable for comment. He's reportedly deciding whether to move ahead with his lawsuit. According to his attorney, it contains more explosive information about the USOC. Meanwhile, the International Olympic Committee will consider next month whether to launch an investigation of alleged American drug cover-ups. Tom Goldman, NPR News.